Finally, I just want to mention a little bit about P9Ds, the form that are not often completed, but form P9D is the return to be used when there are taxable benefits or expenses to be returned for employees who have remuneration at a rate of less than £8,500 per annum. The type of employee most likely to be receiving benefits and expenses will probably be earning more than £8,500 a year to begin with. However, there may be some lower paid employees, such as part-time employees, who still receive some expenses that will need to be reported. What has to be reported for a P9D employee would be non-business expense payments in excess of £25 during 2008-09, non-qualifying relocation expenditure, and amounts of qualifying relocation expenditure in excess of £8,000. Payments liable to pays you and tax deduction made to employees during the tax year and not returned on Form P14. Payments made on behalf of an employee, such as payment of the employee's NICs by the employer or the payment direct to the telephone company of an employee's home telephone bill. Provision of gifts that the employee could turn into cash could be reportable year for a P9D employee. Anything brought for or paid to the employee other than at market value, such as the provision of the employer's own goods in trade, could be reported year. Any voucher provisions whatsoever have to be reported on the P9D here. Any provisions of credit cards to the employee or a member of their family, but any genuine business expenses could be ignored. Any provision of living accommodation, unless it's agreed that it's exempt, would be reported for the employee on the P9D, but then any provision connected to the property, such as light and heat or the use of furniture, may have to be reported here. There will be few cases where P9D returns will be required. P9D employees are not taxed on benefits such as cars, medical insurance and beneficial loans, providing those benefits don't take them above the £8,500 limit.